Thank you to everyone who can be here live at the morning sessions. It's wonderful to be with you. And for those who do this podcast daily, thank you for meditating. And thank you, everyone, for adding your being, your loving kindness, and your care, your attention, your awareness, your patience into the world. A smile changes everything, and as the practice of living awareness begins its new round, we are focused on step one, which is smile. Smile comes together with a long, slow, deep breath in the practice of living awareness, and with that, both our demeanor, our emotions, brought forward by endorphins of the smile, and a clarity of mind that is brought forward by the smile. Plus, the long, slow, deep breath, thus, a moment, a pause, a presence. These two, smile and breath, these two begin to be related. With training and practice, all happening by repetition, then when we are in any given situation and we smile, then a long, slow, deep breath will be there, not a sigh, not a gasp, not an exacerbation, but instead a long, slow, deep breath of presence. And should we, for any reason, have a long, slow, deep breath that we are being mindful with, that we are reminding ourselves to be present with, to let go of self-importance and impatience, little frustrations, little doubts. And so we take a long, slow, deep breath. And when we do, the smile will be there. Because what we are doing are blending these two. In time, and because of repetition, and because that's how human beings and most other beings on the planet learn, then we will have these two as a flawless help to us in any situation. The beauty of the smile and the long, slow, deep breath is that they're not just helpers, but they are experiences of peace and joy. So we might look to the sky and feel ourselves in flight, like this picture. We might look to another, the human being, smile with how much we care about them, love them, or a simple funniness in the moment. And we might feel ourselves breathe. Just feel ourselves breathe as we're driving, as we're sitting on a transit train, no matter what we are doing, in the shower, cooking a meal, as we are zipping up the zipper of a child, we breathe. And in doing so, we will feel that we are alive. We are alive. And because we are alive, our life is possible. And that might sound like almost an oxymoron or a silly statement. Because we are alive, our life is possible. But it's not. It's a deep and profound contemplation. All that our life has to offer everyone we will ever meet, and all the gifts, all the benefits that we will bring into the world, not to mention what we receive from others, from the world, every moment of every day, is possible because we are alive. We are incarnated. So we smile. We smile because we've chosen this. We've chosen to incarnate. We've chosen to be here with all the people that we have in our life. We've chosen to meet as a soul, as a pure presence. We've chosen to meet everyone we will today. We've chosen what we have. And that is worth smiling about, no matter what our circumstances. Because of that choice, everything is possible. Everything is possible. And that's worth smiling about. And so we do, and we sit well, honoring our physical body. We take a long, slow, deep breath, and we settle, breathing in and breathing out. Let's smile again and do it all again. Let's restart our moment because we can. Not because it's right or wrong, but simply because we can. And let us feel the openness, let us feel the possibilities and the excitement of a new moment, fresh, brand new. And even though we're doing the same thing again, just like we will all through the day, we'll do many things that are the same all over again. But yet, in this moment, you and I are different than we were last 3 minutes ago. So let us feel that difference. Let us feel our now. We smile. Sit well, stretch your body. Maybe even wiggle your butt a little bit so that you feel, yes, I am here. I'm nowhere else. I'm only here. And I am meditating, breathing in and breathing out. Stay with it. Keep breathing. Smile again, freshly, brand new. Feel the sparkle in your eyes. Even though our eyelids are closed, there is still a sparkle. And with a fresh smile and a fresh breath, there's a fresh newness in the mind. And it is clear, and it is bright, and it is blank because it's new. It's fresh. Feel your body. If you're really smiling, or genuinely so, it doesn't mean that it has to hurt your cheeks, but if it's genuine, real, then our heart feels good. Our body feels content. Our emotions are here and not somewhere else, and the moment is the present. It's not the past, it's not the future. And we are here. We are breathing. We smile inwardly at any thoughts that arise. We smile outwardly at any discomfort in our body. We breathe into it. It's a classical way to manage any pain. It might or might not take the pain away, but it will shift the focus. And so automatically it feels a little less extreme. We breathe and we feel our heart. Our heart is smiling. Meditation changes everything, and a smile does too. And that's the wonder of being human. That we have the capacity to adjust, to change, to transform anything, especially our own state of mind and our own state of emotions. We have the capacity to choose, to direct, to inspire, and to check in with our motivations. So let us smile. It is a wonder to be human. In some spiritual traditions of the world, it is considered supreme to be human. Not because we can have jurisdiction over other life forms or over the planet. No, not at all. Mother Earth will win every time. And global warming is a perfect example of that. Any storm, any rainy day is a perfect example of who's the bigger being there. However, we can smile. We can choose happiness. We can choose to take flight in our mind into flights of fancy, yes, but we can also take flight into clarity, into purpose, into wonder and awe. And so we smile again. And let us sit for the next few minutes, just simply being present, smiling, breathing, clear mind, clear emotions, content in this moment, just as it is, breathing in and breathing out. We take a long, slow, deep breath to bring our sitting to its completion. But before we say the mantra that we end every entry meditation with, let us just feel this presence, this truth of moment. The beauty of meditation is that it opens for every human being ranges of consciousness and potential awareness that is just not possible when we are living our distracted, occupied states of mind and emotion that are common throughout our day. There are reasons for us to have responsibility. There are reasons for us to pay attention to the things that we have to through the day. However, there's a lot of co-opting that happens. And simple things like our phones and our devices or the various ways that we distract ourselves, entertain ourselves, then these things actually take us away from the moment. The moment, as we learn to come to it, to let it be what it is, we will discover one day, maybe today, that there is such a vast potential here in the moment when it is uncluttered, when we are non-distracted, when we are clear, present, content, that only meditation can offer that to us. And in those moments of clarity, of presence, is a supreme potential. They call it states of awareness, states of consciousness, meditative states, but simply we find ourselves, the full range of what we are as a human being. Therefore, our full potential for wisdom, for love, for creative genius, for inspiration, to uplift others, to simply be. So we smile as we complete, because the smile is the starting point of all that potential. We breathe light into our mind. We breathe light into our feeling nature. We breathe light into our physical body. And we breathe light into our sense of self. Doing so, we realize we are light, breathing with and in the world. Take it off the cushion, my friends. Smile through the day. Be aware. Breathe. Be aware of your potential and smile with it. And that's how we bring it forward every moment of every day. Love you all. Create your day.